All right, it is time for the Morning Munch. And once again, bringing us our daily devotional, the Morning Munch, is Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, guys. I'm glad to be with you.
Pastor, what have you got to share with us this morning?
Well, we're going to continue along in talking about the fear of the Lord. Remember that we started looking at the moral compass. The word moral simply means the way that man performs or the man does, the boundaries that man has. And doesn't just have to do with higher standards of, well, you know, we have a moral that, you know, we don't steal, we don't cheat, we don't lie, we don't drink, and so forth. Those are the reflections of good moral stable place in our life. But really, when we talk about the morality or the moral fiber of America and the body of Christ, we talk about it being the compass, that which guides us, that which directs us, that which keeps us on course. Because it's very easy to get off course when you're surrounded by everything but what is right. So today we're going to continue along that line. Remember that the fear of the Lord is not something that we are to be terrorized by, even though there is a terror in the end to those that do not fear God today in their life. The fear of the Lord is a free will submission or a free will placing of God in the place of honor above ourselves. And that comes from a discovery of His great love. Out of His great love, we discover that God would never harm us. We discover the price that He paid for us as sinners. So what we do, we give God the honorable place in our life, the place of lordship, the place of rule. Now, the reason that man needs the fear of the Lord is because it is the compass. It tells him which way to go in the decisions or in the places that decisions have to be made in life. And when that happens, then men around us are safe and our relationship with God is safe. So we're going to start out in Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. Some would say, well, those are Old Testament things. The Old Testament is not bad. The law is good because without it, we would not know right and wrong. David wrote 150 psalms, which mostly are songs glorifying God, celebrating God. He did it all out from under the law of God. The law is not bad. It's that people misuse it. The only thing with the law was that it was not able to be performed because of the weakness of man's flesh. But in it is a righteousness that will bring life if you could have lived it. But we couldn't, so God sends His Son to die for us, that we could live and experience the righteousness of the law. Now, in Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 9, God is getting ready to lead them into the land of Canaan. When He gets there, God is going to establish a king over their life. And it says, and it shall be with him that he shall read the law therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep his words and his law and those statutes, and to do them. Now notice that the law is given to man so that he can learn to fear the Lord. Fearing God is a learning process. It is something that we begin to pursue. We begin to seek places that God can rule in our life. So we have to replace an old way with a new way. And then in that, it says, therefore, when a man walks in that and fears the Lord, his heart will not be lifted up above his brethren, and that he may turn not aside from the commandments to the right or to the left, and that in the end he may prolong his days and his kingdom and the children in the midst of Israel. Now, what happens is when the law begins to govern man, everybody around us is safe. The reason that the brethren become offended on purpose, the reason that the brethren become used, the reason that we wrong people in the body of Christ and spread rumors, repeat matters, is simply because we have lost the fear of the Lord. We think that, well, God's not seeing, so God's not recording. But these are presumptuous things. Now, the word presumptuous simply means that they are acts of pride, acts of arrogance. They are rebellious things that defy the ways of God in our life. And God doesn't want us to be prideful, doesn't want us to be arrogant, and he doesn't want us to establish our own ways. Because in our own ways are the ways of Saul. They look like God, but they are simply the ways that are going to lead to death. So the fear of the Lord brings us to the place that, number one, we are going to be led into life and into blessing. That's why the fear of the Lord is established, so that we can escape the opportunity that sin looks to come into our life. So the fear of the Lord is not bad. The fear of the Lord is a good thing. The fear of the Lord keeps us from falling into presumption, into sin, into rebellion, into pride, and into arrogance. And remember that the fear of the Lord is a willful thing, that you use the fear of the Lord and allow God to have his place of honor and rule in your life, so that you don't go about to establish the old gods that you served before you came to Jesus Christ, because they're still around and they still want to get into your life. But we, as people of God, fear the Lord. So we're going to do what God says to do in every situation. The Bible says, forgive a brother, we're going to forgive him. The Bible says, give our coat, we're going to give our coat. If the Bible says, praise the Lord in the time of trouble and call upon him, we're going to give him praise and call upon the Lord. The Bible says, love our brethren, says love our enemies. We're going to do that. Why? Because the fear of the Lord brings us into a place to experience life and blessing. So the fear of the Lord encourages us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge God. Then he will direct our path. And then as he directs our path, he will have the place of honor in our life, the honor of all things. And then it comes to the point that then blessing begins to inherit our life, fill our barns, and our wine presses burst forth with new wine. So let's today make sure that we fear the Lord. Put God's ways before your ways. Don't live arrogantly, pridefully. Don't live presumptuously. Live in the wisdom of God. That's the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of a wise life. Okay, guys.
All right, good word for these times. Thanks. Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio. Pastor, would you mind praying for us?
Yes, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost has been given to us, God, as our companion. Jesus would remind us of the word of the Lord. God, the Holy Ghost will bring things back to our remembrance that, God, we will not be arrogant, prideful, and rebellious, but, God, we will honor you in all of our ways, and we will experience the blessing of God in the land that you have purposed for us to be a part of. Now, God, help us today. Holy Ghost, lead us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. Pastor Peter Dosick from Only Believe Ministries Christian Center in Botkins, Ohio, bringing us this morning's Morning Munch. Pastor, tell us about Only Believe and what you got going on.
Well, the biggest thing we've got going on is ice cream social. That means you get all the ice cream, all the toppings, all of the sweet tooth fulfillments that you can possibly get absolutely free. Just come. And immediately following the service, our ice cream social starts, and they've got tables and tables and tables and tables of junk stuff set up. But it is a great time to bring your kids and your family out and just have a great time of fellowship with other believers. And it'll be certainly well worth the drive and your investment just for the simple fact you're doing something with your family. Now, then Only Believe Ministries Christian Center is simply a church that men and women assemble at, come from about 75 cities, about 10 counties, and they drive because it's worth their investment. And as you drive and invest your time with God, you're going to grow, explode, and experience God in your life. So come be a part of that every Wednesday night. It's every Sunday morning, and a full-blown children's service and 22,000-square-foot children's church. And have our teens. And so you're going to be blessed. something for everybody in the family. More so than all of that is going to be the presence of God, the Word of God, and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. So we encourage you to join us. For more information, you can go to obmcc.org, obmcc.org. And I know that you're going to find lots of things that are going to help you grow in Jesus. There you go, guys.
All right. And, Pastor, for those that have never gone down 75 past Bakken's, Ohio, because you can see your church right off the expressway at exit 104, where is the church located?
Okay. When you come down either up 75 or down 75, you're going to come to the one exit of Bakken's, Ohio. And when you get off the exit, turn away from the city. We are the first driveway on the left, and you can't miss it. If you do, you need help. If you miss it, get out of the driver's seat, and but you will see it. Just a great place. The people are just loving God. They're passionate for Jesus and passionate about loving other people. So we invite you to come.
All right, Pastor, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Hey, thank you, guys.